Now, we know that Ghislaine Maxwell is facing a bunch of charges. And we know she's looking at a bunch of time behind bars. But with these new the new sex trafficking charges, well, she's looking at about 80 years in jail. That would effectively be the end of it for her, right? I mean, she's 59 now. You got to think, 85, 90 years old, right? Something like that. Some of us get to 100, some of us get less, but just a basic average, you figure 85. So she's 59 now. You do the math. So it should be no shock to anybody. Nobody should be shocked by the fact that Maxwell's team is going so hard when it comes to the loopholes and the technicalities, because they understand the danger that their client is in criminally. Once this trial starts, they understand that they don't have a position that can be defended. And that's why you see them going so hard with the technicalities. That's why you see them going so hard with the loopholes. And that's why you'll start to see the character assassination begin soon. That is their MO. That is their playbook. This article today is from The Sun. Headline, Hard Time. Ghislaine Maxwell faces 80 years in jail over new sex trafficking charges involving a 14-year-old girl. Just the headline alone makes me want to go and drink a bottle of mouthwash to get the disgusting taste out of my mouth, and then take a bleach shower to get it off of my body. Trafficking of a 14-year-old girl? This article was authored by Pat Geisen. Ghislaine Maxwell is facing up to 80 years behind bars after U.S. prosecutors accused her of new sex trafficking charges involving a 14-year-old girl. So, she was already deep in the doo-doo, right? She was already knee-deep, waist-deep, forehead-deep. But these extra charges, the superseded indictment that we figured was coming, it just makes it that much more of a dangerous path for Ghislaine Maxwell. She is in such serious jeopardy here. And her brother might want to try and downplay it. Her team might try and downplay it. Talk about how weak the government's case is. This, that, the other thing. But the facts do not bear out when you look at them. When you look at everything that we know about this case, everything that has been released into the public sphere, all of the court documents we have, all of the receipts we have, all of the testimony we have, it does nothing but paint a bleak, dark picture for Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell will die in prison if a jury in New York finds her guilty when she goes on trial in the summer. You know, look, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, I'm cheering for somebody to die, because I don't cheer for death of anybody. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. As I've gotten older, I've gotten way more Charmin-hearted, I guess, way softer, and I think it's supposed to work the other way around, but for me, I guess it's the reverse. I don't ever wish for anyone, especially in jail, to die, right? It's bad enough you gotta be in jail. Jails are a terrible place to be. Certainly not a place where I'd ever get up here and say, oh, yeah, this is great, I'm glad. No, look, it's not a laughing matter, it's not a joking matter, and, you know, being in jail is not a fun situation. And knowing that you're staring at the rest of your life in jail, that has to be a bit off-putting. That said, you play stupid games and you win stupid prizes. I have no remorse for Ghislaine Maxwell. I have no empathy for Ghislaine Maxwell. What she is accused of is heinous. There are not many crimes, folks, where you'll find your boy not willing to give people a second chance. We're all flawed people. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we're not proud of. But not this. This is beyond the pale. This is unacceptable. There's no coming back from it. There's no rehabilitation. So yes, Ghislaine Maxwell, in my opinion, deserves to spend the rest of her life behind bars if she is convicted of these crimes. point blank, period. There's no room for discussion there. There's no wiggle room. The 59-year-old denies any wrongdoing and already faces a maximum prison sentence of up to 35 years if convicted of six existing charges of sex abuse and perjury, which mainly date back to the mid-90s. So with those first charges, right, she was looking at 35. If she would rolled over and provided information, she'd probably get some peeled off of that. So with the original charges, when all is said and done, she was probably looking at about anywhere from 15 to 20. With, you know, all of the different times she could get off, blah, 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 right? I doubt she would have served the full 35. Now, with this 80, well, even if you split the baby and she gets 40, she's not getting out of prison until she's 99, okay? So, yeah, it's effectively a life sentence until death in prison if Maxwell is convicted. Those are the stakes. Those are the high stakes that are being played for right now at the table. And the government just went all in. Testimony from Maxwell's latest accuser threatens to draw Prince Andrew, a.k.a. the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family, further into the scandal. How much further could this guy be pulled into the scandal? He's accused of assaulting somebody, for Pete's sake. If that was anyone else, there'd be a full-blown investigation, doors blown off, cops showing up at your house with the SWAT team and CNN in tow. Isn't that how business is conducted these days? Oh, not if you're a sex trafficker. If you're a sex trafficker, they show up at the airport with nobody there. You get arrested. You're treated with respect. You know, our priorities are completely flipped upside down in this country. The alleged survivor claims that Maxwell groomed her in part from a mansion in Manhattan owned by Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile financier who killed himself, allegedly, in a U.S. jail and which was used by the prince around the same time. Oh, used by the prince, huh? You mean the prince was there hanging out so they could watch the king's speech? That's all they were doing, right? Hanging out, having some tea and crumpets, you know, a little spotted dick maybe, you know, watching the king's speech. Maybe they threw on, you know, whatever else it is that they like to watch in those kinds of circles. You know, who knows? But he certainly wasn't there to get massages. I was never around Jeffrey when he was doing anything illegal. Ha ha ha, Biff, get me my golf clubs. Shut up already. I'm so tired of these people. So sick of them getting up on TV and preaching to the rest of us and telling the rest of us how terrible we are and how horrible we are. Meanwhile, these are the biggest scumbags in the history of the universe. Last week, U.S. prosecutors served Maxwell with an updated indictment containing two further charges based on the allegations of a fourth survivor who has now come forward. So, the shit is getting deep for Maxwell, right? She's, you know, the proverbial up the creek without a paddle at this point. And if she didn't have all of these high-profile lawyers, it would have already been a wrap, folks. It would have already been a wrap. But since she has this high-profile legal team that can file brief after brief and appeal after appeal with an, obviously, endless supply of money, I guess, then you get into a situation where it becomes tedious, where it becomes long and protracted. And that's exactly what you see from Team Maxwell. And if anyone thinks they're going to allow the opportunity to try and get this trial delayed, if anyone thinks they're going to pass that opportunity up, I just don't see it. I see them pushing hard to get a continuance in this case and to get the trial pushed. The only thing that I could see keeping them from doing that is the fact that that would keep Maxwell behind bars longer before trial, and we all know that that is one of their biggest goals, is to spring Maxwell. One of those charges, sex trafficking of a minor, carries a maximum penalty of 40 years in its own right. That's it. I mean, 40 years is a long time, right? But I'm thinking that if you're so evil that you're trafficking a minor, that maybe life sentence is what you should be getting. I mean, is there anything more heinous than putting a human being into servitude? I don't know about you folks, but that goes against everything that I believe in. I mean, my core self, the human servitude is just such an abomination in any facet. I'm talking about being a slave to debt or being a slave to physical abuse, any regard. It rankles me. And then you add in the layer of abuse that these girls went through, being trafficked and moved over state lines and given to other powerful people, and the gaslighting that occurred. Ugh, all of it is just so disgustingly sickening. Other alleged offense, a conspiracy charge, warrants a sentence of up to 5 years. Maxwell now faces 8 charges after the 4th survivor was added. So, the conspiracy charge, like I said from the jump, was just a hold'em charge. That's the probable cause charge, right? That gives them the probable cause to open the investigation and go hard. And that's what we've seen here. We've seen the way that this stuff works. And again, I'm certainly not some great legal mind, right? Lucky that I could, make my way through the day half the time. But it's obvious what the government's doing here and how they're building their case. Maxwell now faces 8 charges after the 4th victim was added. The new accuser claims she was 14 in 2001 when she was paid hundreds of dollars in cash to provide sexual massages to Epstein. Now again, we know that the reason the money was provided was to give them cover, right? Well, this was a business transaction. I was paying her for her sexual services. I didn't know she wasn't 18. Where are her parents? That's the kind of shit they would say, right, in court. And the kind of stuff they did say during that first trial. But we all know that that's not the case. If you really were looking for a massage, bro, let's be real, and you have all of that money, there are some top-notch professional masseuses that work with athletes and world leaders, etc., etc. You really need to go to the Mar-a-Lago towel room and look for a 15, 16-year-old girl to bring on board to touch Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Any right-thinking adult just nods and shrugs their shoulders that when that occurs. Get the out of here. Guy's crazy right now. The abuse allegedly continued until 2004. It comes as Maxwell's lawyers are reportedly attempting to subpoena the original picture of Prince Andrew with his arm around Jeffrey Epstein, teen survivor Virginia Roberts. So yeah, I don't speak for anybody in this case besides myself, but I'm pretty sure that the lawyers for Virginia will have zero problem providing that picture, considering all we know about that picture, and all we have are assumptions and assertions from Andrew, his 3 supporters, and Team Maxwell. On the flip side of that, we have the Kiwi reporter who saw the picture, a guy who's been doing it for 25 years, 30 years, who says there's zero chance that the picture's fake, and the FBI has already looked at it. So I don't know what they're attempting to do here, besides trying to muddy the waters some more, but again, that's not going to happen. You see, I got my goggles on now, right? I got those goggles on, and the water's starting to clear for your boy, folks. And anybody, let me be very clear about this, anybody kicking up dirt and mud and making the waters murky, I'm just going to keep swimming right on past. So keep on trying to deflect, keep on trying to make things more difficult. But one thing that should be very clear by now is that the misdirection is not going to work. This was reportedly an order for her to testify against Andrew at Maxwell's criminal trial. Their attempt was revealed in a court filing from attorneys for Miss Roberts, which also discussed the possibility of her testifying in Maxwell's summer trial. Yeah, look, we saw during the Weinstein trial that plenty of girls came up and testified who weren't in the charges. right? I think it's significant, and I think it goes towards setting up the character, building the character profile for the people in question. If a bunch of people are coming out and coming forward and saying, hey, look, this is the deal. This is what this person is, and this is what they have done to me. Then I, you know, what more do you need? Do you need to see actual videotape evidence of it? Because I'm sure that that's floating around somewhere too. It means Lurid claims Andrew slept with Miss Roberts 3 times, which he denies, could be discussed under oath in court. It's already been discussed under oath in court. All right, when the deposition was given. I'm sure it'll be gladly talked about again. He is under pressure to talk to the FBI about his friendship with the pedophile billionaire Epstein. Yeah, as if that's worked. Dude's been under fire, under pressure for how long? And instead of doing the right thing, he's busy riding around on a horse over at Windsor, over at Buckingham, looking like a complete jack-off. Court documents filed by Miss Roberts' lawyer, Sigrid McCauley, reveal Maxwell's team seeks original copies of various photos, including the Andrew snap. Of course they do. Look, that's, again, that's to be expected. Anything that you could possibly imagine that could be used as a piece of evidence or a tool to take down Maxwell, they're going to have their own plans for it as well. Now it's up to the prosecution to make sure that they're on their game and they nip this shit in the bud and they meet them at the proper place and decimate whatever narrative they attempt to bring forward. The infamous pic shows the grinning royal with his arm around Miss Roberts' waist at Maxwell's London home in 2001. Miss McCauley raised the possibility of the mum of three, Miss Roberts, now 37, and living in Australia, giving evidence during the trial, along with Epstein survivors Maria and Annie Farmer. Look, I think that every single one of these survivors who has had a run-in with Maxwell, who wants to get up there and look at her in the eyes and stare at her from across the room, I think that they should have that chance. That's what court is for. That's what the courtroom is for. That's where justice should be looked for, right? And if I'm accusing you of something and you're on trial for it, you better damn well believe I want to be in that courtroom, and you better damn well believe I want to take the stand and give my side of the story and tell the jury and the judge what it is that you did to me. So I can only imagine these survivors are chomping at the bit to get their chance. Resisting the subpoena bid in her court filing, she says, there is simply no reason why, if the Farmers and Miss Roberts ultimately testify, and if these items prove to be relevant and admissible, these items cannot be produced for inspection at trial. A spokesman for Andrew, 61, declined to comment, and Sigrid McCauley's doing what she should be doing. She's being a defense attorney. She's being the lawyer that defends these girls. Sure. We'll provide this evidence. Sure, we'll provide these receipts. Is Andrew going to be at trial so we can have a chat with him? So we got gamesmanship going on behind the scenes. Zero doubt about that. Back and forth wrangling between the prosecution, the lawyers for the survivors, and Ghislaine Maxwell's defense team. So what we have here, folks, is a battle royale. Now the question is and remains, who's going to come out on top? With all of the evidence that we have in the public sphere, I think it would be the absolute worst job in the history of federal prosecutors if they can't bring this case home. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at @BOBBY_CAPUCCI. All of the links that go with this episode can be found in the description box.